Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Patrick Coleman?
This is he.
Mr. Coleman, this is Will from National Opinion Surveys. I spoke to you on Monday. In regards of a survey, you asked me to call back today. I don't know if you have time right now to answer just a few questions.
That's good. Come on with them.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. First question. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I'm definitely going to probably be at the polls.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No, sir.
No. What race are you? Do you identify as Black American, White American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
Black American.
Thank you so much. Next, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What is your age?
28.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10. Thank you. Eliminating food desserts. Deserts in our communities, 0 to 10.
Say that one more again.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
That's like a 7.
7, okay, thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Ooh, that's a good 5.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people in America?
I'm going to get that. That's kind of the same. Kind of getting worse.
Or getting worse. Okay. Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Definitely worse, but it's getting better.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2. Marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, alcohol, opioids and fentanyl, vaping, ecstasy and other party drugs.
I can't tell you any of them, to be honest.
Okay, and if you have to choose at least one?
I'm going to say cigarettes, I guess.
Okay, cigarettes. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't and won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
That's somewhat come split.
Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree on that.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like for you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Oral nicotine pouches.
Heard of them, but not familiar with them.
Not familiar. Okay, what about heat not burn tobacco products?
I'm not familiar with them at all.
Okay, what about e-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar with them.
Okay, somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or cost of smoking has gone up?
Answer that question honestly. It's vape stores on every single corner, so I'm guessing that they keep advertising it everywhere.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements some people have made about cigarettes, smoking. Please tell me.
I got a question
you
for you real quick. Is all this about to be about cigarettes? Is all this about cigarettes? I don't want to go on no further.
No, it's not all about cigarettes. It's about some of the, what's it called? Laws that they're trying to pass in regards of drug addiction, drug prevention. Some of it is about cigarettes, and it's also about the elections that are coming up.
10-4, already.
Okay. Statement. Okay, the first statement says the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk that people should quit, but they may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. The second statement says the federal government cannot or should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Which statement do you agree with the most, first or second?
The one that's about not getting too much involved in it. Let it keep dropping down by itself.
Okay, you strongly agree with that one or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree with that one. We don't need no more politics on that.
Okay, thank you. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I'll definitely say vaping is probably better for your health, but I mean, all of it's bad for you at the end of the day.
Okay, so you think it's somewhat less harmful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking and quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. 0 to 10.
I'm going to say 7 on that.
7, okay, thank you. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans, that's drugs, a year. And the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year. But the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. 0 to 10.
I'm good at a good 7. It was bad,
7, okay.
But it's probably a service now.
Thank you. Quitting smoking. Thank you. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try to quit are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch. They cannot or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. 0 to 10.
I'm going to get out on the street. Government don't need to be getting too involved in what people want to do with their life.
Okay, we about done now. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can't and won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
No, I still don't agree.
Okay. Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
It's a somewhat.
Okay, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars, yes or no?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
No, sir.
Cigarettes?
No, sir.
Alcohol?
No, sir.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No, sir.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Mm-mm.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No, sir.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next, switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate?
High school graduate.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, separated, divorced,
living
widowed?
With a partner.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Two,
okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'm definitely in the middle class, but it feels like I'm in low income.
Okay.
God, inflation killing.
Okay, thank you. I feel you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm more suburban, rural.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm definitely more of, that's more who's talking best at the top. I'm not really a party affiliated.
So you're independent.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Definitely Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, is the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump? Would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Hate to say it, but I might have to get Donald Trump with me.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, man. I really thank you for your time. You have a good one.
You too, man.
All right, man.